World History presents The Rise of the Third Reich, narrated by David Bateson. Life in the Shadow of the Swastika. The name Adolf Hitler, even a half century after the fall of the Third Reich, continues to evoke disgust, contempt, and astonishment. How was it possible for an amateur painter to seduce an entire people? How could he, from an insignificant party with 55 members, create a mass movement of millions? You will find the answers to these questions in this bookazine. You will get the story about the customs officer's son from Braunau who built the Nazi movement and brainwashed the German people into acting out his grotesque fantasies. With violence and with fear, with ice-cold cynicism, and not least, with extraordinary oratorical skills. The truth about Nazi Germany is, however, much more than the story about the twisted mind of a single man. It is the story of an entire population who let themselves be seduced and chose to ignore murder and persecution and ultimately willingly followed their Führer into the most brutal and devastating war in history. Chapter 1. The Early Years. In 1918, a Bavarian locksmith founded the German Workers' Party. In September the following year, the party enrolled a new member, a pale Austrian soldier with an unprecedented talent for speaking. Adolf Hitler became member number 55 in the insignificant party. The next 4 years, he seized power in the Workers' Party, renamed it to the Nazis, and built an army of young, brutal thugs who could crush any opposition. Having become known in Munich and surroundings as an angry yet very gifted speaker, Hitler decided to carry through the Nazi revolution in Germany. His attempt failed. In the early autumn of 1919, 36-year-old Captain Karl Mayer made a decision that would later start a world war. The officer in the German Army's information service decided to send one of his subordinates to a political meeting in Munich. 30-year-old Corporal Adolf Hitler was given the task of preparing a report about the newly established German Workers' Party. Mayer wanted to find out whether the members of the party were violent socialists who wanted to overturn the budding German democracy. The captain's concerns were well-founded. Since World War I, workers, marines, and communists had attempted to introduce dictatorship in the former empire. In fact, the revolutionaries had succeeded in turning Munich into a Soviet republic modeled on the USSR before being defeated by the army. Around the same time, Adolf Hitler had been discharged from a military hospital after having returned from World War I blinded by mustard gas. Now he worked as an informant in the army's information service. Here, Hitler was monitoring political parties, extremist associations, and the numerous semi-military organizations that were established by returned war veterans. Bad speech agitates Hitler. On the 12th of September, on Mayer's order, Hitler trudged into the Sternecker Boy beer cellar in Munich. Here, 41 members of the newly established German Workers' Party had gathered to discuss the future of the nation, and, not least, rage against the harsh peace terms dictated by the Treaty of Versailles after World War I. Hitler listened without interest to a long lecture about the shocking reparations that Germany was to pay, especially to France. He looked around at the visitors, bored. The speaker talked dispassionately about bondage of interest and the huge sums earned by people in finance who lent out money. These words were not new to Hitler. He had already attended at least 50 similar party meetings and heard many similar speeches. The young military informant